Okay, so what we're gonna do today is we're gonna learn Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's speak. We learned the Kala Kemach, and Kala Kemach talked about Betach Hashem Vaasei Tov. That the Kala Kemach was talking about. We're talking about having Betachon and going to having a Ksiva v'Chasim v'Teiva, the Shon Tov v'Masuka. How are we gonna do that? So. We learned that we begin with the pasuk tells us b'tach b'Hashem b'asitiv, trust in the Eibushter, and because of asitiv, because you want to do good, you want to doing good is not a boy scout. Doing good means tell a mistress. So when a person starts out with trusting Hashem, Hashem will give him the good that he needs that in order to serve him. So that's what the pasuk is saying. That's the right mahalach. Our mahalach in Rosh Hashanah is that we're like Rosh. All things of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a king, and we're making Hashem a king. Meaning Hashem a king means we're going to do the will of the king. We learn Torah and do mitzvahs. So once we make that decision to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, now Hashem says, "B'tach b'Hashem v'aseitev." Trust Abish will give you everything you need in order. That's what the Rishonim was saying today. No works. There's a Mishnah, then goes Gemara, and then goes Mishnah Gemara is the Teresh Shel Bar Peh, and then comes the Goyim that explain it, and then comes the Rishonim that explain it more. So a Rishon, when he says something, is mamash is part of Torah, and it's a source. You know, a Rishon, you can't argue with a Rishon unless you have another Rishon who has opposing view. Otherwise, if a Rishon says something, the Rishon means that as it mises. So the Ben Mechaya, the Talmud from the Rashba says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, B'tach b'Hashem v'asi yitziv, trust in Hashem and he'll do good. So it means that this is the Mahalach going into the new year. We have to first be Mamlach d'Eibrisht as a king. Once we have Mamlach d'Eibrisht as a king means we have Avdei Hashem, we will do asi yitziv. So now, when we're betach b'Hashem to give us what we need to asay teiv, that's a healthy, good betachon. It's a betachon that you have to have. So I want to tell you, I want to move today on the same notion of seeing that we are a schir, we are a worker for the Eibishter. And this Rabbeinu brings it down over here. If you look on the first page I put out over here. And so, here, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah is also one of the biggest Rishonim that we have. And he writes on Mishle, he writes against a shtickle of against a piece on Betochen, what Betochen is. And again, when we learn Shara Betochen, the most, like a Shulchan Aruch set up in a way where Mr. Mamas explained every aspect of it, that's more in Shara Betochen. But if you bring other Rishonim into the conversation, you can get a better picture. So initially it says, "Don't be afraid." Don't be afraid of anything that things are plotting to be bad. The Rashi would be over here. The Yitzhara, let's say, Hashem will be with you as you miftach. The Eibushter will partially protect you. That's what it means. Hashem yibechislam. The Eibushter will protect you. People go into the. The new year. This is a. It's a little bit of a shaking thing. You know, a lot of people went through a hard year, and they're going now into a Rosh Hashanah. And where do we get the koyach to go into Rosh Hashanah, thinking and knowing and have betachon that Hashem is going to save us from all the tzaras in the world, even personal things that were going on the whole year last year. We're supposed to think that when they're coming now into the new year, it'll be like a new year with new brachas. So here it says, "Atir v'pachah pesim, don't be afraid." Hashem yibichislacha. Chislacha means b'miftachah. He will be your. He'll protect you. You can trust him to protect you. V'sham rachum lechad, and he will protect your feet. So look over in the middle of the page. Rabbeinu writes like this: Hashem yibichislacha. Yatzadikim, hanitzolim in the oven. Tzadikim that are saved from an oven, ubeitchem Hashem yisbarach. So you see, that part of betachem means doing what Eibushter wants. That's how we have betachem because we want to do what we want. We have betachem what Eibushter wants. Katzadikim and itzalim in the oven, ubeitchem Hashem yisbarach. It's tzadikim that are trusting in the image, and they trust in the image that Yasin Hamnas. We not slow alpha pisha mokim nisa, even if the place becomes nisva, becomes destroyed. That's what it means. Shabbat melachid, ishmoch shle talachid ba'avin neir melashna b'neisenu, b'neisiv echadunu esarasha. That means that the Eibishter will save the tzaddik even if he's in a place where it's getting captured. Chayin hazeh matzonu, look what the Gula is over here. Ki im shmiras ha-teira, v'abitochen, yog ha-shem yitbach, v'ad ha-chayis l'beik, v'chol tzadah. The Eibishter will protect him from every tzadah. So this goes mamish back to what we were saying last week. Mamish goes back to what we were saying last week. If you begin the conversation of Rosh Hashanah, start the conversation of Rosh Hashanah, of what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is Hachtoras HaMelech. Rosh Hashanah is making Hashem our king. Making Hashem our king means Shmiras HaTeira. We make Hashem your king. What does it mean? It means you're saying, I have what I want, Hashem what he wants, and I'll do what Hashem wants. That's what it means. So he says, Ki em Shmiras HaTeira v'vitochon yogan Hashem yizbor ba'ad ha-chesed b'mikol tzorah. They receive the protection. And it goes weiter. That is the way it works. That's the truth. So when we go into, again, so we're going now into Rosh Hashanah. I think I spoke about it last week. El is the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is actually when we machte the Eibish as a king. We spoke about this. There's machus chol machus kol olam. I spoke about it last week. I don't know where. In Ashi, we say every single day, we say machus chol machus kol olam. Malchus and Mamshala. What's the difference between Malchus and Mamshala? A Melech is a ruler, absolute ruler, and so is a dictator. Mamshala. So why, what is there about a king that we want Abish to be a king? As Hashanah was saying, I should be a king, not a Mamshala. Because a Mamshala, a dictator, is about a ruler that he's doing what he wants. He's doing what he wants in the gay of a kingdom. You can rule over animals. Animals, you have to be. You do what you want with them. They're not making you a king. A king is someone who the people actually vote to be a king. They coronate the king. They say they long live the king. They want the king. A king, and when the kings were being accepted by people, it was Achtaras HaMelech. What happened? People came to Shaul. People came to David. And they asked him, be our king. Why do you need a king for? Because a nation needs to have a leader. Needs to have someone who's going to protect them, needs to have someone who's going to take care of them, fight off the enemies, make sure everything is going good, make sure there's an economy, make sure you're healthy. A king takes care of his people. So why should a king do it? Nobody wakes up one morning and he wants to be a king. A king, it comes from when he sees people are bottled to him. So then he says, oh, yeah, I'll be your king. I'll take care of you. But then I have a way I want to run this world. This country. The country, I have a plan how to have a civilized, a country that's going to be a tzaddik creation. Oh, so we, when we are, what's happening is that we are Rosh Hashanah, and it starts really in Elul. We are saying the whole time, we're preparing ourselves, slichas is starting to Motzei Shabbos, I don't know if you guys have realized. Slichas is not, is part of Achtaras HaMelech, it's the realization that I may have done something that I didn't, the king didn't want last year. So I'm asking slichas. But I'm re-emphasizing the fact that the coming year, I'm makabel el machshamayim going forward. So this is not just a speech over here about makabel el machshamayim. This is l'chadras machshamayim. But when you do that, then Hashem agrees to be your king for the year. And as a king, now you can ask the Ebishter what you need. Just to remind you, last week he was saying, the Bnei B'chai was saying, v'etach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Trust Hashem. Trust Hashem. Because you want to do good. So you say, Hashem, I want to be, so you start out with the focal point, I want you to be my king. It means I am going to do it, I'm bottled to you. And now, I'm asking as a king, take care of me. Give me the money I need, give me the health I need, give me everything I need to live a healthy, good life. And the Ebrister goes beyond Gashmiz, Ruchnis, and the Shaduch, Malagutazach. So this is what he's saying. Kim Shmiras HaTeira, Vabitochen. Because Shmiras HaTeira is not too in the middle of the page. He's saying, Rabbi Yen is writing, Kim Shmiras HaTeira v'Betachon, with Shmiras HaTeira. Meaning, when you make the Eibishter your king, in Betachon the Eibishter, then you take the Eibishter and save you. That's how it works together. in Shabbat, he writes, Hashem wants, Hashem will do what you want. But it's the same idea. You make your ratzon. When you're accepting Hashem as a king, what you're saying, my ratzon is going to be your ratzon. Okay, so now he continues. I really want to get down to the next paragraph, which is the point of how he pictures in a So Vina and Dabba, Vina B'tochen, Ki M'shesh Amunah. The B'tochen comes from Amunah. B'tach B'Hashem, but see, being the same possible, B'tach B'Hashem, say, Tish Chesed Tzerei Amunah. Vem B'Hashem. B'tach Ya B'tochen Amunah B'rura. What is B'tochen? Here he defines it. Rabbeinu Yen is defining a B'tochen as a Amunah B'rura, a clear Amunah V'yas Chazak HaLeiv, and the strength of your heart, V'yishuas Hashem, that Hashem will help you, Yizbarach V'asei Mechal HaBemes. And you're relying on it, Venetian alone, and you're leaning on it, you're supporting some of it. That's what B'tochen is. So when we are going into the year with the B'tochen, Hashem gives us a chesiv sumo tehebe. You have a fear of all the matzona katzadikim mirei mefachde me'achem. So now he's saying, well, you do see that tzadikim are afraid of achem. Shenema v'yirakim, Yaakov was afraid of Esav because he was afraid that maybe he got sullied up for the chet. Whenever Eich Ella, Eich Ella, Moshe Moshe, by Shmuel Navi, whenever Asher, and Pachatav, the person will be afraid. Then Makamach, Chet, and Tamit, make it another place. It says, if you're going to be afraid, come the stumbling block. So now he wants to explain, how do you understand having B'tochen, even though you have that fear of maybe a chet was mixed into, because that always comes in. Maybe the chet. So to answer, he's going to say later, Faket. When a person is afraid of a chet, what is he saying? He's saying, I may have sinned, I may have been done a chet, so therefore I'm going to work hard to get closer to the Eibishter, and therefore I'm not going to do the chet again, and therefore I'm getting closer to the Eibishter, I'm coming stronger. The fear doesn't make you, if you're afraid, because you don't have betochen, the Eibishter may not do it, so then they not have to do that. But if your fear is there in order to get you closer to the Eibishter, to say, I may have done a chet. The Eibishter is a Rachman. The Eibishter is a Kerachem Vachan. The Eibishter is a Mesleichu Meichu Avinus. So I'm going to say that if I, being that I did a chet, I'm doing tshuva, and therefore I get closer to the Eibishter. Now I'm closer to the Eibishter. That's like I have a talking. They forgive me. The other way around. If you want to, I want to answer this first. He says this clearly on the other side of the page. He says on page 3, the talking brings a person to have a refined nefesh. When a person gets strong in his bitachon, he's tigadul milas hanefesh. His nefesh will be elevated. The neimer, and it says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the greater nation that's in front of you that you're seeing that's trying to kill you. This is rechav. And they sit him. Havas Hashem, be afraid of the Eibishter. The neimer is meron lisiru. This also Hashem tzvokas esidak dishu. I should be afraid of him. You say, but Yaakov Avinu Vashar name, but Yaakov was afraid. Here's how he touches it. I bolded it, Vashar, to focus. Yorei hoye min achet. He was afraid of a chet. So what happened? By misamitz, by Yiras Hashem Yisbarach. So then he was misamitz in Yiras Hashem. That from now on, he has fear from Eibishter, and he won't do the chet right then. The chet didn't bring him to become depressed. The chet didn't bring him to become lost. After he was afraid of the chet, he didn't stop fighting Esav. He got stronger, and Hashem was going to help him because the Yiras Hashem brought him to a strong Yiras Hashem. Then after, when he trusted in the Eibikav Hashem, as more trusting in Hashem, therefore the pachet of the oven will be the tikva that the Eibush that I may not be worthy. I thought you said this with this doctor, right?
Yeah.
So the vart is a person when you dive into the Eibush that you dive daven for chesed chinam. You're not davening because I say tevav tach b'Hashem, do good. Why? Because if I say tevav tach b'Hashem, that means you're counting on the schus. What you're asking the Eibishter is, I'm trusting you to give it to me even though I'm not worthy. So I did a veda faket. If you're yirei chet, you're afraid of an aveda. So what are you doing? You're going to stop doing the aveda and get close to the Eibishter. Yirei chet doesn't mean that since you have a chet, you're over. Now you're sitting duck. Yeah, that's what yirei chet means. That's it's a horrible Muslim convention. He said, "Oh, you see, then I made it. You're no good."
Yeah, he could also be the opposite. Like, he could be very flippant about. He'll
No, so
be good. He'll be good
I'm
for
not saying to be
next year.
flippant.
There, but
You're
I'm
not supposed to.
saying, no, I'm saying
That's what
you
you
have to be balanced a little bit.
right. No. I'm just, what you're saying is that Faket, you say, Salach lonu avinu. Look at the words. You say Salach lonu, forgive us, avinu. Kichotonu, because we sinned. That's why you should forgive you, because you sinned. Mustache. Right? You see, Tizach lonu, because I sinned, say, forgive me. What's key? Key is like the reason. You forgive me. Because Slicha, what when you're asking Davis for Slicha, what you're doing is he's saying there was a Ratzon from Hashem to do a mitzvah. And I didn't do the mitzvah. There's a Ratzon from Hashem to not do an Aveda, and the person did the Aveda. That means he violated the Ratzon. He can't go back to that Ratzon. That Ratzon has been destroyed. He has to go higher. He has to connect to Hashem in a way that he couldn't, wasn't there before. When a person finds himself that he had a weak moment and he was able to violate Hashem's will, what does he have to do? He can't say, okay, for now I want Hashem, what Hashem wants. So be flippant. Because they do it again. What's going to happen? What you have to do is you have to say, okay, I realize I have a weakness. I have to find a greater strength now. I got to find a greater connection with Abish that I didn't have before, right?
That's what you asked for.
Oh, Slachlon Avinu, forgive me, Abish, the Kichaton, because I sinned. The man, I have to have Slicha v'Kapara. That Slicha v'Kapara comes from Yud Gimel Sarachim, which is higher from the that's that was violating before. When a person is appealing to the Ebrister to forgive him, what is he asking for? He's made a rachamim. What's rachamim? Rachamim, maybe I can say it like this. Chesed means Hashem does chesed. What does Gvura mean? What it means Hashem, the tiny from Gvura is, well, you aren't good. You're not deserving. So Gvura, don't give him the chesed. So how do you overcome it? You can't say chesed, but I understand you have Gvura, but give me chesed. No, Gvura stops chesed. Gvura is a contra to chesed. Somebody wants the milamayla, they want to give somebody a chesed. Yeah? So if you get onto the scale, sometimes the Mitzada that comes on Yisrael and tiny no second, the guy did something wrong. Mitzad din, Gvura, don't give him the chesed. Gvura is a block to chesed. So what do? You appeal to Rachmanis. Rachmanis means even though he's taken not deserving. Right? So Rachmanis, that's why you give us Rachman is higher than everything else. You're coming to the Eibishter that has the Keyach to overcome, even though something was done wrong, to forgive you. So I'm explaining how Rachmanis means you're appealing to the Eibishter as he is Beraf Chesed or Rachmanis, which overcomes the Gevurah that wants to stop it. That even though there was a Veda here, there was something that violated the Ratzin, I want you to still want me because I'm a Yid and I'm appealing to you. You're Yid Gimel Rachman. So you're bringing down onto yourself a higher level of closeness to Hashem that you had before. Before, when he had Teirah Mitzvahs. He has Teirah Mitzvahs. I'm made for you to do Atzei and not to do an Aveda. So now, in the course of a day, of a month, of a year, he violates it. So he violated the Ratzon. So he was pagan. He actually did damage there. So in order to fix it, you have to bring a healing. Comes from higher that fixes what was damaged. That's Rachmanis. That's Yud Gimel Rachman. Yud Gimel Rachman says that even though I had a Ratzon, and I only want to give to you the mitzvahs, and you didn't say the mitzvahs. So that ratzon, so now you can't get it. I'm going to make a new ratzon. I make a new ratzon that comes from a higher place, but Rachmanis, and I will still give it, I will start from new. I'll give you new. Right? So Yud Gimel Rachman means you're going up to a level by the Eibush that's higher than you were before. The same way, working backwards. The same way by Yid when he doesn't have Veda. And now he realizes he didn't have Veda and he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to accept the Eibush that he brings up by himself a deeper connection. The next time he won't do the Veda again. Because he got to a will within himself that can't be violated. The same by the Eibush. Because the Veda that was there before did impact a certain level of connection with the Eibush. So you get deeper, you go stronger, you go higher. And you think from the Eibush that greater Ratzon that even though I'm not worthy, the Eibush will give me Rachmanis, and forgive me for the Aveda. That means I want your mitzvahs even though before you violated the mitzvahs. That's what Yud Gimel Chid Rachman is. That's what Mitzvah Rachman means. You're bringing forth from the Abish a new Ratzon unto you, even though before you were pagan. You agree? No, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm not going to value too well the means. I think when you cut that,
you know, they say you cut a rope.
You tie it with
it. Tie it and it's
right, closer, right?
That's physically. But the point is, when we are, we ask Hashem for Slicha and Kapara, what are we asking the Abish to do? To want me, even though there was a pegimah. That means that want has to come from a deeper connection with the Abish than before. It happens, right? So that's why you say Slach lo no avino, because kichatono, now that we sin, we can't rely on the same thing we had before. We need a slicha, a kapara, I need to have a misrachim to clean me up, because otherwise it won't be good. A Baal Teshuva can't, every time a Yid does an Aveda, every time a Yid finds by himself something that he failed in, he can't go back, he can't get back on the same road, he's going to fail again. He has to put up a new gather. He has to, what's a new gather mean? You're not in a construction business. You're bringing out a deeper connection that even the situation before you failed, now you're not going to, because you're more connected than you were before. So that's exactly what's going on. So slach lono avinu, we ask Hashem, forgive us. We need slicha. We need to come to your yud gimel mitzarachim. That fixes things because we kichaton, because we sinned. I gotta go high. I gotta be more connected. Let's say a person didn't sin. If a person is just going on, you're looking for hidden mitzvah, whatever he's doing, right? So he didn't do the mitzvah. He keeps on going. He can still stay in the framework of Teda mitzvahs. If a person is pregim, the person is katano, he can't go back to the same way he was before. He has to dig deeper by himself to reach higher. It's mamakim klesicha. We say shamaz mamakim klesicha. Hashem, we're calling out Hashem from our emek. When we dig deeper in our own Hashem, get closer to Eibushter, that's Meira, that brings out a deeper connection with Eibushter, that Eibushter brings out from there the Slicha, Machil, Kapora, and it's Meichel. Eibushter is not Mevatah. Eibushter is Meichel. Mevatah means big deal, I don't care. No, Machil means I'm now the same way you're connecting with me on a deeper level, I'm going to connect with you on a deeper level. That's the Ein Sof, that's Yud Gimel, Machil, Rachman, that's Yud Rachman, that a person connects with me, that's true. So the Reich Heit, when you have an Aveda, it doesn't mean you have an Aveda and therefore you're a sitting duck. You have an Aveda and therefore what you do is you're afraid of the Aveda. That's good. If you're not afraid of the Aveda, it's no good. But that's what you do with it. You get closer to the Davish. I said, now you can present the Davish and help you. And that's what happened with Jacob Avinu. Jacob Avinu was the Reich Heit. What did he do? He davened and he went to fight Esau. He didn't run away. He couldn't run away, but he didn't just give up. He fought. Okay, so that explains what we said. That we jumped a little bit ahead. So we say rei doesn't mean that you're rei chet, and therefore you're imagining yourself to have a miserable year. You're rei chet, and therefore you come closer to Hashem, and like have a talk, and you have a good year. That's the way it's supposed to work. Yerechet doesn't mean you become somebody that it's immobilized, that you can't move anymore, that you become not function anymore. Hakad, Yerechet, so what are you? So you start fearing the Eibishter, you get closer to the Eibishter. You get closer to the Eibishter, I can't talk to you, forget what you need to serve him. So complete it. Don't say, you know, people can hear the word Yerechet, the Eibishter is a melech mechel v'selech. You say it in the davening. The Eibishter forgives, meaning the Eibishter brings down a new rotzen to a Baal Teshuva that it wasn't before. Why? Rashi also brings a new Ratzon by himself. It works midik like a midik. Okay, so let's go now on the bottom of page one. And here he gives us what we're talking about in the connection with also last week, that we're going to have a tocha for ksiv v'chasim v'teva, l'shon v'teva v'suka, even if, and again, we said before, a lot of times people last year was a good year. But I mean, it was a year, everything is good, but it was a good that we can't see what was good. There was different problems. We have to go into Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah with a feeling it's a new year. And I think you should emphasize this also. The marshal, the perfect marshal for what's happening in Rosh Hashanah next week, it's a week from this Monday night. If a person has a big business, I'll give a marshal, if a person has a big business, and this big business is a lot of buying and selling and customers and so When a person is asynchronous, but why is he making the business? Because he wants a profit. So he has a desire, he wants to buy, he wants to sell, he wants to make the money. What happens during when he's working? He doesn't check to find out if he's making money. And after that, he doesn't really know he's working. Yeah, once a year or once a month, whatever, he does what's called inventory, makes a cheshbon. And the real cheshbon is he makes inventory, he counts up all the money he may spend, all the money he made, the scheider he has left over, makes an accounting. So in order to do that, he has to shut the business down. The business is not working for a day. He's making inventory. He's doing an accounting. When the accounting is going on, then the person doesn't know if he wants the business at home. Right? The rotzen, the desire for the business is hidden. He retracts it. Now there's a whole year he's involved. He's in the business. He's buying. He's selling. He's very motivated, and he's doing things. Everything to make the business successful. When he's doing his inventory. When he's doing his cheshbon nefesh, what's happening? The ratzon is being retracted. He doesn't know, right? So the whole business is now on a shaky term. He still has the business. The business is still there because he's making cheshbon, but the business is not with the same kanak, the desire for the business. Then later, when he realizes that there's a profit here, so he comes in with a new desire. We get my habaseri yar, we get my bigger business. We're going to make it bigger. We're going to expand. And we're doing good. So this is the marshal for what happens at Rosh Hashanah that night. When the year finishes, every Rosh Hashanah is ahead of the year. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter once a year, he gives keichas for the whole year, every single day. And it starts out, Drosh is the head of the year, is Rosh Hashanah. And the Eibishter wants something. The Eibishter wants this world to be a halakhic world, a world of Kedusha. And he gives us a Torah. So the ratzon for the business is here. But once a year, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem makes a cheshbon. Rosh Hashanah is a day of cheshbon. So Monday night, for example, this year, is the night of Rosh Hashanah is the weakest point of the year because the ratzon from last year goes back up, and the will for the new year is not here yet. So the world is like in a state of asalfus, it's called. It's called like a... Some of you fainted, you know, so very weak. Then next morning, when they didn't get up in the morning and they pick up a shefa and they blow shefa, meaning that the kabbal machal shamayim, the mamshech anu ratzon for the melucha, they wish to want to win again. So that's why I'm telling you the whole thing. The new ratzon for the new year is a new one. You can go at it, you don't have to say, well, last year is a raya that Masari next year looks about the same as last year in Yach. Something like that. Or ouch, or whatever you say over there. Or how am I going to deal with this another year? That's a big mistake. You can't do that. But then you don't know what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is a day of the year. The Eibishter tells us, I'm bringing a new Ratzin to the Melucha. Show me there's a prophet here. I mean, very seriously, I'm not joking. Show me there's a prophet here, Davin. And if the new is a prophet here, let's expand. Let's make better. That's what's going on Rosh Hashanah. So it was giving you the atheist, how are you supposed to feel? How are you supposed to go into Rosh Hashanah? It's not that, you know, people say, I went to two court systems of a state court, a federal court. I know too much about courts, more than a normal person wants to know. And people ask me, so how do you feel like, how do you use that for your feeling on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you're staying in court? Like, so there's no dimyon, there's no comparison. When you're sitting and going to a court, any court, in the human court, you walk in, they make believe it's a court, they're going to find it. They really want to kill you, and they do. 97% of people come in, they walk out shot. They throw them to jail. There's no Rahman that's there. Boom, din. And then there's lies. And then there's cover-ups. And then there's crazy. How can you compare it to the Ambassador Din? You stand for the Abish, the Abish is a Rahman. Rahman, but din. When you blow Shefa, the Abish stands up for Kisa Din. He says, Kisa Rahman. The Abish wants to help you. The Abish is looking to give you a good year. He writes in Shabbat.
They teach it in schools again.
Hmm?
They want it.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you, there is a din going on, but I'm trying to tell you, understand what the din is. The din is that you have to say to the Eibishter that you have to say to them, when you're davening, you say to the Eibishter that I am a Kabbal El Machash Mayim, I am your servant, and to be your servant, I need to have a good year. So quite simple. And it's not I decided that. You say yourself, but talk about Hashem, I should trust you, you're going to give me everything I need for a good year because I'm your Evan. So if you start like that, you're talking to a judge, you're talking to the king who wants to be your king. That's not a lot of the conversation. There's a ruler, a dictator, and there's a king. Beibish is a king. A king, but in Yid, by Yidna, a king is a Rachman. All the stories you know about David and Melech, Shlomo and Melech, in all their glory, were the Rachmanim. They had the Rachmanis on the subjects. They looked for a way to help. So you're not standing in front of a king who's looking to, oh, you did an Aveda, whack, smash. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you thought you got away with it. I'm not going to go away with it. I'm going to get you. David says, is a Melech Mechel v'Saleach. Now, you can't be flippant about it because that's the point. But not being Yerei Chet, since you're Yerei Chet, you become a Yerei Elokim. You're afraid of the sin, so you say to Abraham, says, Slach Lono, forgive me, because I sinned, and I need to get closer to you, I have to come closer to you. Now I can trust you. That's the point he's trying to say. Because I sinned, I gotta get a deeper desire to connect to you, and you're gonna bring out a deeper desire to connect to me, and you're gonna give me a good year. That's how you're supposed to do it. And went to every Rosh Hashanah and she davened for Yeshua specifically. And people ask a question, on Rosh Hashanah, can you daven for things specifically? And the reason why some people will tell you can't daven specifically, because it actually says in that Arizal, don't be like a dog, give me, give me, give me, give me. It's a day of being made a king. You think about how you should serve and what are you busy asking for. But if you're asking because you want, then you're like a dog. But if you're asking because I need to serve you, it's a whole different conversation. That's what we're talking about. Oh, yeah. If you're asking because I want and I did this for you, I want. So talk about you still for the king. But you're asking from the king what you need because you want to serve him. It's a different conversation. Fakar, David still wants to hear from you what you want. David still wants you to come to him. David wants you to be made it up. They ask him because he's the one that can give it to you. So ask him. And this is like before you lose out, we're out of time. This is what he says over in the bottom, Ben Yena. Right, like this. I've highlighted it. Very strong word. You should know B'tochen means you can't mix in any suffix. There can't be any question about that Hashem will give you what you're asking for. And he's going to explain this. Let me finish the whole piece over here. Nevayim, ki iyan ha-bitochen, the iyan ha-bitochen is ki schir. A schir or a schir is? A schir is a worker. A schir, somebody's hired. Ha-bitech ala melech, he trusts the king, va'omu v'kol keche, and he works with all his might, the fun of, v'simchu v'tiv merev miftachi, because he's trusting that ala melech to give him what he needs, v'medai tekit and maskut tishleimah. And he is he knows with a certainty, philosophic, that the Abraham will pay him for his work. Again, so how are you supposed to see yourself? I'm a schir, I'm an eved, I'm working for the king. But you're a child, the king is going to pay you. The child is, and sometimes people confuse this, okay, they have to pay me after 120 years. I can't wait so long. I need it right now. So that's why I want to address over here. That's what I want to address over here for the second part of the class. So he said like this, Vihinde. Even if by him comes a lot of tzaddis. So the tzaddis are there and they're going to pull you away from understanding of the truth. And I'll say, hey, you see, you have tzaddis. So stop believing the king will pay you because he's not paying you good. He's actually paying you with bread, right? So he said, you reject that. He's trusting, even though he gets stronger and is continuing to serve Hashem. He should really believe that actually his pay will be double and triple. Why? Because as they David said, wants you to work in the regular conditions. I'm working in very harsh conditions. Hashem will give you more. I'm having a bit. That's how you understand the Nasayan. And then this is in a place called prison. This is obviously something that had to be in front of your eyes. If you're serving David, then even though I'm suffering, going through things, if I'm serving David in this hard place, David can give me my schar will be double. Hashem yivchal ha'tevelis, and you have to have the David that's choosing from the good. Hashem is being mechiyach him in this world. He says the table is good for him to have a savena to take away his sin. L'kavid Hashem will hadir l'chal kibelam. To give a bigger chelik of magmul kishul, he shavas ele mazeh kehevluch ayin hevel nidav v'til ever. Because this, if you're having a very good life in this world, it's like a fleeting shadow doesn't last. And Hashem wants to give you something That's going to be forever. Now, come to the bottom of the page. I wrote it in blue ink. So the Beter Vashem, even though he's going through Tzadis Rabbis, and I think everybody around the state, everybody list here had Tzadis, maybe Rabbis, I don't know. It was, in a lot of ways, it was very good. A lot of ways, people had it hard. So he says, hey, you have to know his story Shomur, Be'ezeru Alei, and Abahum Yachel, Umekave, Gam, Lepedis, Maisav, Be'elam Hazeh. But he is miyachel, he's hoping, and mekava, expecting miyachel. Miyachel is expecting, mekava is hoping to the paydus of his maisim also in this world, not only in the world to come. V'techelas v'sikvat sulam and avetachon, and this is a techelas, this expectation and the hope that comes from avetachon, and this v'gam v'techelas tikkun avetachon, this hope to have in this world is also avetachon v'sikvat sulam and manakos comes from there. Where, how do you understand this? I think I'm going to give you a vatate on the bottom, and this will clarify what we're saying here. And last week's parsha, it was a mitzvah. If you come into, there's a mitzvah. You know what a mitzvah is? A person is a worker. He's a schir yehim. So what do we say? A person sees himself as a schir. A person sees himself as a worker for the king. He has perfect betachon that the king will pay him. And even though he's having tzaras, he knows that, okay, I'm getting paid a lot, but I also have ilam hazeh. Why ilam hazeh? But maybe it's only be ilam habo. So I want to bring this out over here like this. But he does say, he says he's mekavet the paid as ma'asim hazeh. This is what Ben Yonah says. Together with understanding, you're getting paid. The real schar of a mitzvah is ilam habo. But in this world, we have to get paid in this world so we can work. We have to be, so where do we see this? It's a mitzvah. And what Abishah tells us to do, he does himself. The mitzvah of the Torah is kisav kedem rechav. You come into the in the vineyard of your friend, means as a worker. V'achalta, you can eat enough. You can eat the grapes. Kinafshicha savecha v'achkelcha lesit. You can eat as much as you want. You can eat, enjoy it. Also, another pasuk. Next pasuk. Kisav kedem rechav. You come into the wheat field of your friend, a field of grain. V'katatim melulas. You can take the grains v'yotcha. You can eat also. So we have two pasukim here. The Torah tells us one halacha. The halacha is a worker that's working with food, this type of food that he's gathering. While he's working, he's allowed to eat from the food. Now, this eating from the food while he's working is in addition to what he's getting paid for the day. He's getting paid for the day's work. Hashem says, you could also eat while you're working. What's the thought over here? The thought is, because not only pay is pay. But when I'm working, I have to eat also. I can't work without eating. I have to sustain myself. So this is really, the Avish is telling us in this world, and a marshal for that. Now, there's a very interesting part of it. The Avish is telling us first, it depends how you see yourself working for the Avish. The Avish says, you're a schir, you're working for your king. How do you see yourself as a schir? You see yourself as someone, I got to do what Avish wants. So tell me, Hashem, tell me what you want from me, I'll do it. But I can't do more. Or you say, I'm enjoying being a Yid. I'm enjoying being a Yid. And I enjoy doing mitzvahs. And I'll do more than you ask me for. So Hashem gives you two possibilities here. You could be in a kerem reyach. You could be in a vineyard. You can see yourself, you're in a vineyard. And you're working with grapes. Grapes are food of pleasure. Grapes are food of luxury. It's not, you don't have to have grapes. You can live on grain. So Hashem says, if you see yourself that you're working in the kerem, if you're serving Hashem with joy, with simcha, you're doing with hida, that's why you're working with me. I'll give you kenafshecha savecha. I'll not only just give you what you need in this world, I'll give you more. I'll give you like luxury. And then the second pasuk says, if you see yourself, I'm working in a world, I gotta just do what I have to, like grain, bread. I'm eating what I don't have to. Tell me what you want me, Hashem, I'll do it for you. So even then, Hashem said, I'll give you also, I'll give you melilas, I'll give you grains, you'll have what you need, but you won't have the luxury. So you see clearly, but it's because that's why does Hashem, why does a person need two things? He said about grapes, and he said about wheat, say one. And if you want to say both, start out with wheat, what you need, and then go to grapes. Why is he putting grapes first? Because in the drush, Hashem was teaching us something very interesting. Besides the halacha, the same way Hashem wants you to treat a worker, when a worker comes into your field and he's working in your field, even if he's working with grapes, let him eat grapes. If he's working with grain, let him eat grain. That's the halacha of people. But in Hashem, what's happening, Hashem is saying, you're coming into my world. We are in this world like a schir, like the Iranian, right? So we're like a schir, we're working for the king. So the way we work with the king works with us. Hashem works with the midah. When we are working with the king, like when we feel like we're kerem b'reyach, we feel that we are in a kerem, we're enjoying being yid, it's a gishmak to be yid. We're doing hidden mitzvah, matay simcha, matay gishmak. So Hashem says, you know what? While you're working, I'm going to give you kenashach sevach, because you have to get, not, you can't just wait for your pay at 120 years. You have to have what you need to be able to work. You have to eat while you're working too. So that's what the Vinyan is saying here. You're not, when a person is working for the Eibishter and he knows he's going to get paid after 120 years, does not mean that that while he's working, you're not getting paid. That's not the real pay. The real pay is getting a 120 years, but while you're working, you have to be able to live. You have to be able to do. How are you going to work? How are you going to work for the Eibishter if you don't have what to work with? You have to have money, you have to have gesund, and you have to have shidduch, and you have to have everything you need to work. But now it depends how everything meets together. How are you going into Rosh Hashanah? That's the question. Are you going to Rosh Hashanah feeling, what should I do? I was born a Jew. You know, for going like enjoy life better, it's a lie. It's a blatant lie. You didn't have the gishmak. I'm a kera, I'm a yid, I have nothing better. It's gishmak to be a yid. I'm serving the Eibishter, and the mitzvah is an opportunity to connect with the Eibishter and give me another thing to do, another thing, another mitzvah. It's a little hard. I'm talking, working, I'm gathering grapes, I'm enjoying life. Hashem says, you're enjoying being a yid. Then you can eat kanaf shechasavech. I'll give you but a sevi, I'll give you like luxury. If you think you're in a kamasech, you think you came into this world, and what should I do? Yechmus folgen, tell me what to do. You grain so like you're the melilas, you can eat melilas. Hashem will give you also what you want. And finally, let's finish off with the idea that we're not limited to teva. So right over here, at the second paragraph on this page, number two, he says like this, says of any alien. So you see the thread over here we're saying the whole time? We're going into Rosh Hashanah. We're going to Rosh Hashanah, we have to remember the Eibishter wants us to anoint him as a king. The Eibishter has a world. The Eibishter is a world. The Eibishter can either be a Moishel or a king. It's up to us. When we're Mekabel Amach Shemaim, when we say to Hashem, I want to be, you're my king, and I'm a vatal, my lesson to you, now Hashem is working with you like a king, and the king takes care of the subjects. That's the difference. If a person doesn't say it, Hashem doesn't call his king. The problem is Hashem becomes like a Moishel, becomes like a ruler. And that's not so good soon, you know? You don't have that rachmanes that we're looking for. We want Hashem to be our king. That's the verse. And we feel like a king, so then we can walk in and say to Hashem, as I'm working in the field, as I'm doing what I need to do, I need to eat. I need to have what I need. Not only stam, exactly what I need. I want luxury. I want to have it good. Also, that depends on how you're serving the Eibishter, whether you're smart or not. Yeah, you're a chet. You're afraid of a vein. Okay, you should be a chet. It's good. You're a chet, so then do tshuva. Get closer to the Eibishter. Stop doing the Aveda and get close to the Eibishter. So forget all these things that you see, sound so negative, it sounds so scary. It's really, really, if you look at it, you can really live with it in a very positive, simchadic way.
Are you allowed to connect, let's say, all the tefillos to your own personal Yeshua?
Yeah, you should. I mean, I say this instead. I'm running out of time, so I'll talk about Chana.
98% of the tefillos, technically, you can, I mean, I'm saying that for enough years, you connect them to Lachim Yashara. You're supposed to connect everything to it.
Well, if that's the biggest thing on your head, then maybe not me, sure. Look at Chana. Chana, what was she doing for her child? She needed a lot of things. She needs health, she needs money. But what she really was davening for, let's take a second talk about Chana. Chana, the Gemara says that we learned a lot of halachas how we daven from Chana. Why Chana? Avraham Avinu davened. Yitzchak Avinu davened. Yaakov Avinu davened. Meishe Avinu davened. All our Gedolim davened. Why Chana? And it's interesting, daven Chana. How she davened, the whole way we davened from Manasseh, from Chana. Chana was in the Vila, but why? What was so special about her tefillah? And the answer is because tefillah is different than a bracha. You know, it comes Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Hashanah, everyone wants brachas. Go to the tzaddikim, get brachas. For your parents, you have brachas. There's a difference in bracha and tefillah. Bracha Bracha comes from the Lashon Hamavi Chasagefen. You know, bracha means to draw down. If you have a vineyard, talk about vineyards, yeah? If you take a vine and you want it to grow to another vine, you can either cut it and plant it, or you can just take it and you can draw it underground and you make a new plant and it grows up. In Lashon Kodesh, in the Mishnah, it says Hamavi Chasagefen. If you're Mavi, means you draw the gefen to another place. So what does bracha mean? Bracha means a yid has in the mila by him in his ruchnizdikah bank. He has a hashefa that's supposed to come down to him and it's stuck. So for whatever reason, it's stuck there. A tzaddik can give a bracha, can draw down and make it. He should get it. Well, let's see. He has a bracha for this. A tzaddik can make him a bracha. What he's asking for. However, it's explained. A bracha can't make something new. And you see that by Yaakov Avinu. Remember the story of Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu benched Ephraim and Menashe. Remember the story? Somebody should remember. This is I learned this years ago, but you can remember it because it's so clear. Yaakov Avinu benched Ephraim and Menashe. What happened? Yosef brings Ephraim and Menashe. He puts Menashe on Yaakov's right side. He puts Ephraim on Yaakov's left side. Yaakov goes like this. Why? Yosef says, Tat, what are you doing? So he says, because I know Menashe will be big, but Ephraim will be bigger. And therefore, he gets the right hand of the bigger bracha. Right? That's the answer. Kasha. Well, how do you understand this? You're giving brachas. So you give Menashe a bracha. You're bigger than Ephraim. What's the problem? It's a moment of bracha. It's a moment of giving brachas. Ephraim is standing. Menashe is standing. You see that Ephraim will be bigger. Huh? Machaya? Give Menashe a bracha. You should be bigger than Ephraim. Well, because a bracha can't create something new. A bracha, Yaakov Avinu was able to draw down all the keichas that he wanted that Ephraim had, Menashe had, and Ephraim had more. So Ephraim got more and Menashe got less. And interestingly enough, they liked each other anyways. They weren't jealous of each other. That's one of the reasons. Yisimcha came to Ephraim from Menashe, two brothers. One was the younger one was bigger than the older one, and then there was still peace in the family. How you like that? It's achievable. So the Vart Yom Yeh, though, is a bracha can't make something. Masha Inkin, the tefillah, what do we say was when we daven? We say Yehi Ratzim L'fanachem. We say that it should be a Ratzim. No, Yehi Ratzim. It's not just a poetic way of saying things. What you're actually saying, going back to Slicha and Kapara, you're asking Hashem, even though nothing is in the pipeline, there is nothing in the pipeline to bring down, I can make a new Ratzim. You should want it. Why is nothing in the pipeline? Because you don't want it. Until now, if you didn't want it. I'm davening that Yehi Ratzim, there should be a Ratzim, they should want. And we have a koyach to create a new ratzon by the Eibishter, depending how we daven. And that's what Chana did. Chana is a perfect example of making a new ratzon, making something new that wasn't there before. And that's why she is the one that becomes the one that we learn how to daven from. What did Chana do? Chana couldn't have children. Chana wanted children. Chana tainted, exactly what we're saying. Chana tainted that because she's a woman and that Hashem created her to have children, so she wants a child. If you don't get the Gemara, that was one of the kindness you gave me. So give me a child. The mamas of you created me, so give me my child. It wasn't there. Through tefillah, you can create that Hashem should give you that from our kodak will become a child. That's what Chana proved. Chana proved that you're davening. If you're davening, and you're davening, it can be prayed that Hashem will give you something that even though there was no rotzen for this before, Hashem makes a new rotzen. Hashem wants to give Chana a child, and she gets a child. Now here's a deeper thing here. Not only did Chana get a child, Chana got a child that was a tzaddik. And Chana davened. She wanted not only a child, she wanted a child that's going to be a tzaddik. And Hashem writes in the state, it doesn't do that. Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem doesn't say, Hakum de Shema Chutz Mir Shema. And here, Chana davened for Zera Noshim, for tzaddik, and you got it. That means she made Hashem do something also. That not only Hashem gave her a child, Hashem gave her a child that's a tzaddik also. I like that. A pella. And that's why Chana. So what happens? What happens? So Eli sees Chana davening, and if Atach Shevel the Shkeda, he sees Tohu Shik. This is an amazing word that I learned. Now, first of all, there's two questions here. Eli Akein was obviously a tremendous tzaddik. He was a king god. He clearly understood people. He saw millions of people coming. How did he make a mistake between a woman who is crying and davening and thinks she's drunk? Can you figure that one out? A drunk doesn't daven like that. I mean, would he think she was drunk? And if he did think she was drunk, why didn't he throw her out of there? You're not allowed to be drunk in the base of Hamikdash. Why didn't he throw her out? Huh?
You should sing it again and again and again. So.
No. So it says I can't make a difference to me, but the inside the best thing inside of it is like this, is that he was telling her, why are you so drunk and asking Hashem for what you want? It's a Rosh Hashanah. Be told them, accept what Abish does for you. Be busy being machta the melech. You're talking about David make a melech. Face of forgiveness. What are you busy with yourself? What are you asking so much? Yes, so should get fat like a drunk over in the Betzach and Betzach and Betzach. What's
She connected everything else.
Huh? So what's she answer? What's she answer? What's that? He says, I'm not drunk. I'm pouring out my heart. I'm pouring out my nefesh to David. That means he's telling him, I'm not asking for what I want. I'm asking for what I really want to do, Ratzon Hashem. I want a child to serve David. We can go all together we spoke about the I want a child. I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk for what I need. I'm asking for something. I'm asking a lot. I'm asking for something because my nefesh, my neshama wants to do what David wants. David wants me to have a child. I want to raise a child. So when we say that we want a shana teva mesukah, when we say that we want to have a good sweet year. In every area, in bonding children, high in health, and zayin and a lot of money, which kills everything. Why do we want? When we say that, what's our real desire? Why do we really want it? We really want it because the Eibishter, we want to serve the Eibishter. We can't serve the Eibishter without money. We can't serve the Eibishter without health. We can't serve the Eibishter without having children. So that's why we ask the Eibishter. So if we this is the point. So when we ask, follow Chanukah. Daven to the Eibishter, ask with the Eibishter. But remember, when you're asking for money and gashmius things, it sounds like you're like a kelev. He says, not a kelev, because you're nafshi. I'm pouring out my neshama to the Eibishter. My neshama wants what the Eibishter wants. That's what I want. I want to serve the Eibishter. And then Eli says to Hachana, you're right. He gives a bracha, and Eli gives Hachana a bracha, and she should have it, and she had Taki Shmuel. And then 3 years later, she brought Shmuel and gave him to Eli to raise in the Beis Hamikdash and became Shmuel. They should bench everybody with a ksiv v'chasim v'tayv v'lashan tayv v'suk. Good to shidduchim, but that's our guilt.
It happened on Rosh Hashanah,
that's right? Yes, she's Nifka, not Rosh Hashanah, that's what it says.
No, the story happened.
Nifka?
Yeah.
Nifka.